Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show, the final segment here on Saturday, the 20th day of June. It is the weekend. That's the important part. You're here on 103.1 The Ticket. I'm John.
I'm Jake.
And we are here to talk about guns. Now, in this segment of the show, the fourth segment, coming up on the 9 o'clock hour, we're always excited to talk about Williams Gun Sight. They've sponsored every single Gunsmith Show we've ever had on the radio for the past 15 years. And we have got another good one for you right now. Now, we've been talking about big guns.
Yeah.
Pretty much the whole show, except for that little 22 we just talked about.
Right.
But that's the only little one. So let's go back to big guns. Now, in the big gun world.
We always talk about the used guns.
Yep. These are used guns.
Sometimes clearance, but these are used guns from WilliamsGunSight.com. Find them on the shelf there today. Drive over there. It's not that far from where you're at.
No.
Take a look.
All roads lead to Williams
Gun Sight. You might see one of these. Grab it, let them know the Gunsmith Show sent you.
And if you can't afford it all today, put it in layaway.
There you go.
You got 90 days to pay for it, so you can't beat that. Now, with Williams Gun Sight Company, we want to thank everybody that came out for the past 10 days or so, all last week. It was all the 100-year anniversary of Williams Gun Sight. 100 years on the range since 1926. And they just had a heck of a celebration last week. We were out there several days, had a great time. They had their youth day, their kids day on Saturday. It was just packed. We even had a ball out there Saturday afternoon. You know, you and I were there Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. And some wonderful deals. And they still got wonderful deals. Their trade-ins that they get in, they pass them on at fair prices. And we're going to talk about five of them right now. One of them has some of my DNA on it. I have held that number five several times. It's a nice gun. It is absolutely beautiful. But we're going to start with the number one gun. Jacob, tell us about the number one gun at Williams Gun Sight.
Yeah, this is from Taurus, which you're like, a big gun from Taurus. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Taurus 44H.
They make
44
tanks.
Magnum. This is a large frame revolver.
Yeah.
5 1/8-inch barrel, 6-shot, ported. Picatinny rail on top of the barrel. This thing's all matte black. It's got those big, almost that. Remember the Raging Bull guns?
It does look like a Raging Bull.
It looks like a Raging Bull.
But it's got the Picatinny rail on top of the barrel.
So you can put a scope on it or some type of optics.
Does it have?
Big iron sights.
It doesn't have a rail on the bottom too, does it?
No, it does not. No.
But it's got the big hammer. It's got target hammer, target trigger. So it's got that feel of, and these things are smooth.
Yeah.
I had the 454 Casull in the same gun, only it was silver.
Yeah.
And these things are smooth as silk. And they're just an inexpensive way to get into a bad 44 Magnum. You know what I mean? These things are mean. This would be a great gun to deer hunt with. It's ported, so that your muzzle lift is not going to be bad. I wouldn't try to deer hunt with it at dawn or at dusk. Because you'll have night blindness from the V of fire coming out.
Yeah, you won't see anything after that blast.
I think I killed it.
But this thing's pretty cool. 44 Magnum, if you're in the market, $789.95.
Even a monster for home defense.
Yeah.
44 specials.
You know, CCI makes birdshot for this. I don't even want to. That might be one we do for a video one time on the show.
Could do that. Yeah.
Gonna shoot some 44 Magnum birdshot at a gallon of water or something.
Yeah, it'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Anyways.
You know what's fun is you line up like six, cans of Heyer's root beer next to each other and shoot one shot and see how many you hit.
Yeah, there you
go. To show what the width is,
At different
distances.
Back
when I was a kid, we'd go out and with our 22s.
Is Heyer's root beer even a thing anymore?
I don't know if Heyer's is there. I used to work for Heyer's. But we would get the cheapest cans of pop we could and line them up and shoot them full. Because it was fun to watch them explode. You shoot them with a low pressure 222, it just pokes a hole in them and they leak out. But you hit them with like a stinger, and the metal's contorted. It looks like the guy from Terminator 2 turns into metal. And the fluid guy, what's his name?
Yeah, the bad Terminator.
Yeah, the bad Terminator
2.
Yeah. And that's what they look like, because the pressure bends them. You can do the same thing with a 44 Magnum, shooting a 2-liter bottle of pop too when it's full.
Oh.
The plastic like melts and stretches. It's really cool. But lots of fun, though. So it's a model 44H, 5 1/8-inch barrel, 44 Magnum. Go check that one out. But we got more. This next one's intriguing also because I like this gun.
Yeah.
I have since they brought them out.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Smith & Wesson model 69. You're like,
what's a 69?
It's a 5-shot 44 Magnum. This is on the is it the K&L frame, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
Small. Size
normally
of a model.
It's a 357.
Yeah, size of a 686, size of a model 19, yep. Stuff like that. Smaller frame, 4 1/4 inch barrel, but again, it's a 5-shot 44 Magnum.
Yep.
Rounded butt, Hogue grips with the box, $809.95.
Now, it's easier to carry because it's lighter.
It'd
be much better for backpacking if yep. you needed a bear gun. Or if you wanted to put shot shells in it for snakes, you know, if you're, you know, going hiking out in Utah or something,
right.
It'd be a perfect gun for it. But nice, you know, you got your target hammer, target trigger, red outline or red front ramp, adjustable sights. It's got all the bells and whistles and these things fit the hand like a glove.
These things fit your hand. I mean, as much as I like my bigger revolvers,
yeah.
This does fit your hands much better.
It's just a nice gun all the way around. That's a nice gun. $809.95 or less is what I always say, yeah. Because bring something in and trade in on it. You know, you got the old 38 special you never use anymore. Somebody else might want to pay a lot for it. So take it and trade it in, you know, get something bigger, better, more fun. Next gun I'll talk about.
No, talk about a gun that doesn't fit your hand.
Yeah, this is kind of Smith & Wesson's answer to the Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
It's a Smith & Wesson Performance Center, which I'm always impressed with. They always do a wonderful job from the Performance Center guns. 500 Magnum.
Oh.
3 1/2 inch barrel.
No.
So
ouch.
The shells are almost as long as the barrel. Yeah. It's got the high-vis front sight.
Good.
Yeah. I feel better now. So
I can see the target.
The high-vis front sight.
Good luck after that blast.
They usually come in the package. There's usually two more pieces of the high-vis in case one disintegrates when you pull the trigger. But this is certainly a kicker. This is the one where you always see the ladies trying to shoot these, and not knocking lady shooters because God bless women shooters. But they always show the woman shooting these, and the barrel comes back and smacks her in the forehead because it kicks that much. These guns kick. Now, it comes with gripper Hogue grips from Smith & Wesson. They are nice. They help, but they don't tame it all the way. It's a two-gun gripping gun. It needs
two-hand grip gun.
It needs a forend off a Picatinny rail, a four grip.
What do you think the purpose? Is this really like a Bear Country backup gun? It's a 5-shot.
I think this is a testosterone machine here. I'm not sure what it's used for, but it's cool. Okay. I don't really want one, but yet inside.
If I got a 500, I'd want the longer barrel just for the pure hunting aspect of it. But I don't need it.
No, because we got everything else. Desert Eagle, your 44 Magnums, you know, 357 Magnums. I enjoy deer hunting with a 357 revolver.
This is just, hey, this is like.
It's a beast.
You want to shoot a cool gun?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Well, it's a heck of a campfire gun. It could start a campfire because it's a fire-breathing dragon.
It could stop the boat if you run out of.
Yeah, if you want to get the boat to the bottom of the lake quickly, just shoot down.
I would say drop it out as an anchor. It's a heavy gun.
It is a beast of a gun, though, and some people absolutely love them. Usually you see these being resold unfired. Because I think they get them and then they go,
this was a mistake.
But I wouldn't call it
that
a mistake.
With a box of 19 shells because they shot once.
Because it is a Performance Center gun. So it is going to be highly refined. It does have the Hillary hole on it. So it's got a lock on it.
That doesn't bother me. I know the
It doesn't bother me
so
either.
So did the 44 Magnum before it too.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So
it's a nice gun. And if, you know, but you could do mild loads in this and still make it perform just like an AE. Truly.
Yeah.
They make some great bullets for this gun. So this, like, you know, a 50 caliber special, downloading them, I'd have a ball with that. You know, and just poke paper with
it's
it.
It's a lot of powder.
It doesn't have to be, though. You could load that down to, like, a 45 ACP, only it's a 50. So it could be a lot
ACP.
Of fun.
Well, $18.39 is the price on this one.
And it's a Performance Center.
It is.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those guns of a lifetime. You might not shoot a lot. Then again, you might, but it just depends on how good your forearms are, you know? So
it's your workout, maybe no shooting.
This new shoulder is not ready for that yet.
No,
but,
you shoot it left-handed.
I'm going to shoot it left-legged. But anyways, all right, how about the next one, which is a sweet gun. I actually looked at this one a couple days ago. The Ruger Redhawk 44 Magnum, 4 1/4 inch barrel. In the box, this is a nice gun. Now, Redhawks.
It's stainless, too.
Stainless steel, right size, great hunting gun. It's got the short gripper grips on it. They're not the full-length, big, long ones that have that extra, like, little finger groove on the bottom.
Yeah.
It does, but it's only got half of it. You can get different grips for it, but this is a cool setup. And it's still a 44 Magnum. So this package, at 4 1/4 inch, they got it priced at $739.95.
It's a nice gun.
Not
a bad price for a 4-inch 44 Magnum.
Not at all. I mean, if it's a Smith & Wesson, it'd be $300 more.
Yeah.
And Red Hawks can be just as smooth or smoother than Smith & Wessons.
I've never had a Red Hawk.
They are nice guns.
I've had a GP100. I've never had a Red Hawk.
You got to feel the action on these, and you'll realize just how good they are. So that's one that Johnny wouldn't kick out of bed, if you know what I mean. And then the last gun of the day. This is an important one. This is the one I told you has got my DNA on it already.
Although that
44 Magnum
that little rust
too.
Spots from his drooling. No. Yeah.
Now, I looked at this a couple times, and it's been there for a couple months. And somebody needs to take it home because I don't have to have it, but I will if I have to. It's a Dan Wesson. Bruin. These are to me, they are the most refined 10 millimeters you can buy. The 10 millimeter Bruin in 6-inch long slide special right here. This thing is beautiful. All blued. It's got beautiful grips on it. Everything is so well refined on Dan Wesson handguns. Now, CZ makes them.
Yeah.
And they do just an outstanding job on these. They are smooth as silk.
CZ makes them, and also CZ makes Colts. So my question is, why don't they make a Colt like this?
Well, they do, but you got to get the Performance Center Colts. You got to get the CQBs and all that to get the really good ones. But this gun, these slides are hand-fitted. You can tell. When you pull this back, it feels like one of those 2011s, just perfectly smooth. Night sights, box, manual, and two mags. And we're talking $1,939.95 or less. So if you're going to buy a 10 millimeter and you want to buy the finest, this is it. Buy it, keep it, have it, never sell it. And you can deer hunt with this thing and just do wonderful things with it because it is a performer. I probably came from an estate because no live person would sell this gun. So that's how I feel about 10 millimeters.
There you go.
But so that's our show for today.
Well, that's our 5 used guns of the week from Williams Gunsight Company in Davison. If you stop out there, let them know you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show.
And remember, they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. You can call them at 810-653-2131. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. All right, folks, we got to go. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Gunsmith Show on 103.1 The Ticket. And check us out at thegss.com all week long and like our Facebook page and share it. We certainly appreciate that, which is The Gunsmith Show. Have a good week, everybody. Adios.